the control over the minds of the people that they had 10 or 20 years ago. 20 or 30 years ago, even 10 or 20 years ago. Okay? So how are they going to control the people now? They can't do it. They can't control their people. Their people say, well, hell, you disappointed us. I'm talking about their youth. Their youth, their young children. Say, you all disappointed us. That Papa, you all told us that white was right. That we were superior to these blackies. And now the government is telling us we have to be equal with these blackies?
Yeah.
Now don't you tell me nothing else, Paul.
Yeah.
You see what had happened? Yeah. Daddy told him that, look, we're superior. We're not like those blackies. God didn't make us like he made them. They're not fit for much. Stay away from those blackies. Then all of a sudden, the climate changed.
Yes.
The voice of authority changed.
Yeah.
And say, look, we can't say that no more. That black have to go to school with you, boy.
Uh-huh.
Say, Daddy, does that black have to go to school with me? Say, yes, sir. Say, why? Well, because the government now say everybody equal. Say, everybody got the same rights. But didn't you tell me that we superior to them? And that God didn't make them like he made us? Yes, son. But everything is changing now. Well, I don't want you telling me nothing else, Dad. He get his tennis shoes, his funky sneakers, and his dungarees, and his little tote bag, and he say, bye, Daddy, bye. The world of his father has been a shocking disappointment to him. So he goes out there and get in the streets and look for the wild people. His father represented civilization. He didn't want anything that looked like his father. His father told him to be clean and dressed and neat and civilized. He don't want that. He wants wildlife. Because he don't trust his father anymore. Okay, he gets out there with the wildlife and he gets that little reef in his hand. He puts it to his lips. After a while, he got the needle. Pretty soon, the cop got it. And there, the senator's son is there on the front page of the daily newspaper, going to jail for being caught with narcotics on his possession. You see? So they say, what are we going to do now? We don't have our youth. We're not in control of our youth. We're not in control of our youth. We're not in control of the forces of the environment. These things are not hurting just these people we don't want. These things are hurting us too. They're robbing us of our youth before we can educate them and make them powers to rule over the society. Is that right? Or they say, well, we have to do something else. What are we going to do? We're going to invent human beings. Let's clone them. Let's create human beings. So we'll know we'll have a president. We're not guaranteed anymore that we'll have a president in the White House. They are children that we don't know what they're going to do. We don't know if we'll get another Carter. We don't know if we'll get another Nixon. Believe me, they're settled for another Nixon. Don't think they won't. In fact, they're putting Nixon back in office. If they need it. Right. Don't think they won't. A Nixon with some sense, with all his faults, is better than a flower-carrying widow. And that's what they got to select from, a bunch of flower-carrying widows. That's what these youth are. If they're not that, they're all rock crazy, sex crazy. Right? Rock crazy, sex crazy, flower crazy. Doing the meditation. Going to the health food store like it's the neighborhood supermarket. Everything is selected herbs. Germ-free. Vegetables. Germ-free. Herbs. His meat. Jeffrey herbs. They ground it into powder or something. Protein meat. Pure protein meat. Right? Yeah, this is the world you're in. You're in a goddamn crazy world, and you better follow me if you want to get out of the city. We should thank Allah that this teaching is on time. Telling you, we'd be wasted. We'd be wasted. Yes. Yes, sister. Feel that the community should be a little more awake than it is. She feels that the movement, the community is not as active as it should be, and that we are sleeping while a lot of things are happening around us when we should be doing something about those things. Now, I agree with sister. The sister's right. But in time, I believe our light will force those undesirable things off the scene. See, in the dark they can stay around. But if you keep enough light out here, those undesirable things got to go where they can find a hiding place. But we need Muslims like sister Omar to help us stay on the job. There's work to do. We can't just talk. We have to do work. Now, let me continue. So if these people now can create physically the kind of person they want by physical manipulation, then they don't have to worry about having the kind of people they need to do the job they have to have done. You see, right now, the unpredictable nature of society forces leadership to make inhuman decisions. All right? Listen very carefully to what I'm saying. I'm going to repeat it. The unpredictable nature of the present society forces leadership to make inhuman decisions. Now, if we don't want to be exterminated or just left to die, they don't have to kill us. Who are they you're talking about, Chief? I'm talking about the leaders of our society. The leaders of our society. Some of them are Caucasian. Some of them might be Chinese or Indian or Jew. Some of them might be Bilalians. The majority are Caucasians. But believe me, those Bilalians are with those Caucasians.
Mighty man.
All right? The leadership is together. And if it's not together, it'll throw out what is not with it. They're not going to keep people with them that's not with them. They're together. Now, we force them to treat us as inhuman people, as something other than human beings. How do we force them to do this? Because we won't execute human senses in our own life. If you don't execute good human senses in your own life, then you justify. You give them the stick to destroy you with. If you don't want them creating some super race, some artificial super race, to replace you, then come into your good human senses. And start being a human being.
Right.
Live a good human life.
Right.
Execute human senses in your life.
Yeah.
Don't let those people put something on TV and send you off down there to the store
right.
like you some robot.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But they can do it, can't they?
Yeah.
They can come out tomorrow and put some afford it. We don't say, do I really need it? We say, I want that. I like it. I think it's good. And it's popular. Everybody's buying it. Only thing they have to do is say you'll find it at all of your neighborhood store. And you say everybody buying it. You got to get it. You see? They come out with a song. You listen to it. You ain't listening to it to see if this song is a song that's going to hurt me. Song that's going to hurt my mind. A song that's going to hurt my nature. You just listen to it and see if your finger like it. Oh, that's a good finger popping song. Go down there and buy it for me. And just told your son you didn't have $2 for the milk. But you got this money to get that finger pop, right? Yeah. So as long as you act like that, the leaders are not going to treat you like a human being. You ain't a human being. You're a bunch of monkey too. That's right. How can you? Oh, we deserve respect. We're human beings like you're not human beings like everybody else. Humans means thinking being. Look in that dictionary. Homo sapiens. Thinking being. If you don't think, but you let society think for you, you let commercials, you let Hollywood and the commercials think for you, then are you a thinking being? All right, so you know what they do? They sit in their exclusive meeting. Say, but Mr. Supreme Judge, Mr. President, Mr. Senator, the people we are talking about don't fit that classification. Certainly, we shouldn't treat human beings like that. But remember, Mr. Senator, human being means Homo sapiens, and Homo sapiens means thinking being. Now, if this segment of our population had degenerated below the level of human being, Homo sapiens, then aren't we justified to treat them like we treat trees? If we have too many rabbits, Mr. Senator, what do we do with them? If there are too many dogs in the neighborhood, Mr. Senator, what should we do with them? If there are too many bushes in the neighborhood, Mr. Senator, what should we do with them? If there are too many branches of the tree hanging over the street, Mr. Senator, what should we do with them? Mr. Senator, we are not talking about Homo sapiens. We are talking about people who don't think for themselves. So they are not, by class description, human beings. Well, we can't argue with them. So as long as this plan doesn't get out, I guess we have to support it. Execute the plan. Begin tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And that's it. So if you want to stay on this earth, you better start living the life of a Homo sapiens. And that means a thinking being. You don't just react because somebody say something on TV, or show you something on TV, or a new song come out, a new dance come out, or a new speech come out. Don't you just take it up. We have to mold our own lives. We have to control our own culture. We have to show America that here is a people with leadership. We don't change clothes with your fashion book. We change clothes when we decide we need a change. We don't go out there and buy toys because you put them out there. Don't you know there's some houses right now in our neighborhood? I know you don't like the way I teach some of it.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
But believe me, I've given my whole self to Allah.
Yes, I believe it too.
And I'm going to tell you what's best for you.
Yes.
If you don't like me, I can't help it. Go to some of our homes right now. How much the man make it? $150 a week. I know it. But I want to really see. You say it out. I know a lot of them saying that quietly. You know, don't think I'm not in touch with the reality. Okay, he makes $150 a week. All right, or $200 a week. Occasionally, he can't make his car notes. Sometimes, he have a hell of a job trying to make his rent. But you go and look at his house. He got four children. Look like a bicycle graveyard. There's a three-wheeler over there in the corner. Two-wheelers stacked up over in the corner. A fire truck over there in the corner. Go up to the bedroom. There's a stuffed animal tall as you. It might talk. It might say, hello, hello. Now, who made him crazy like that? The forces in the environment, the TV, the commercial, the people, the mind in the society that was created by commercialism. It makes me feel that I'm inferior if I don't have what you have. You got a new car, 1977, I'm supposed to have one. No matter how much you make now, that doesn't make a difference. Shoot, they ride cars like that, how come I can't have it? I went over so-and-so house, and he had what's that thing named? Poodle the Doodle or something. And his was 5 feet tall. How come I can't have one for my baby? Well, baby, we don't make that much. Well, you ought to make more money then. I ain't gonna deny my child something just because you don't have the money. Nigga, go on and make some more money. And until you make some more, just leave me alone.
You ain't got some stupid women like that.
And he's playing with Winnie the Poodle-Doo. A big old 5 foot stuff with him, the fiddle Poodle-Doo. The thing cost more than his delivery cost. And the next delivery, the next baby that comes, he ain't gonna have no money. He's gonna have the welfare to help him with that next one. Because all that went into Winnie the Poodle-Doo. Do you see how they're siphoning off our life, our money, our senses, just siphon it off before it can be banked by us to do us some good. You're talking about a reservation? The worst reservation on earth is the black ghetto. That's right. The Malawian ghetto is the worst, is the cruelest reservation on this planet earth. The Indian doesn't exist in any state worse than what people exist in every day. So bigger shame on you. The Indian is on a reservation. He's working with his crafts, making little things with his hands. He has a greater sense of dignity than you. Going on your job, working two jobs, wife working a job, three jobs in one house. Find a man who's paying for his car. Find a man who's meeting his rent. Find a man who's making these daily bills. And I'll find you a man who's working two jobs and got a wife working.
That's right.
Three jobs in the house.
That's right.
All right. Now, there's the exception. But I'm telling you, they fall in such a small percentage till they ain't even worth talking about. The majority of the people who are making these monthly bills, the wife is working, the husband is working, and he's working two jobs, a job and a half, and she's working one.
That's right.
So they got two cars. They got a house. A nice, fabulous apartment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they only see each other.
That's right.
When they're changing clothes or something. today, baby? I didn't know I was gonna run into you this morning.
That's true.
Don't even know how our breath smells anymore. Pass by so fast, can't even smell her breath. Gone. But she's making it down the street in her little bobo or something. With her little mini hat took one side, you know.
Lay, ma'am, lay.
Hey, what's wrong with the family structure in the Bedalian neighborhood? What's wrong with it? It ain't no family structure. A bunch of city slaves.
That's righty, ma'am.
Slaving for that God.
That's right.
A fancy car. A weekend habit. Or some way out clothes or some other old thing. Right? Do you see why revolutions have to take place? And a man has to get him a gun and stand over his own people? It happened in Cuba. Why has not happened here?
It should.
Because there are no people here in control of their lives.
Alright.
Except the Caucasian.
That's right.
That's why it's not happening here.
That's right.
But if we were in control of our lives, if we couldn't get our people to come around by talking to them sensibly, intelligent men would get them some weapons. They would start an underground movement, a black hand movement,
yes,
to kill off their own people.
Yes.
So, okay, you niggas, if you continue to live like this, you're going to be eliminated.
Yes.
Catch one coming out of the supermarket with two big iron carts. You know those two big old carts? Two big carts, bottom loaded, top loaded. Thing about to break. Cart, lean over. How much they make? $150 a week. That's the earning power of that family. And the cart about to go, that's $150 right there in the cart.
That's righty, ma'am.
Should have police to look at the cart. The black hand police.
Yes. That's righty, ma'am.
They call them golden hands. Because they're going to bring gold to the community. Say, hey. Say, I see you got, here's a pack of ribs. Here's a pack of chicken, cut up chicken. Here's a pack of liver, pack of steaks, sirloin, blue ribbon. Where you work? So how much you make? $150 a week. You get the hell back in that store.
Okay.
And take all that stuff back. Except that chicken.
Yes.
Those beans.
Yes.
The greens.
Yes.
And the four oranges.
Yes.
And apples.
Yes.
And the rice.
Good on you, man.
You go back home and cook yourself a pot of beans a day or a pot of rice. Throw a couple of leaves of vegetables into it. And take those bones and flavor it. And drink you some water.
Yes.
Drop just a drop of lemonade in or something. One teaspoon of sugar. Until you can manage to live a little high on the hog.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they should tell her. That's what you should be told. And in fact, they just beat you with a stick. No, a rubber blackjack that don't bust the scab. No one don't want to bust no bones in that. But a rubber blackjack that'll bend, you know, won't bust the bone. And just say, I see you got two shopping carts of groceries this week. Say, what you do? Get two or three raises in the family? No, we still got the same. You still making the wrong stuff. Yeah.
That's right, man. That's right.
you got to show that you're living, that you're well off, that you're doing good. Even if you ain't, pretend it. Pretend, right? So if you can't, don't have enough money to buy that mink jacket you want, find somebody that steals them and buy from him. You just got to have that mink jacket. I can't let people see that I can't get these things that these other people are getting. So if I can't pay for it, I got to get it hot. Right? Yeah, this is the mind. Okay. So my so-and-so, I saw her shop, and I saw all that grocery she had. I ain't gonna have my children over here starving, children pouring out Pepsi Cola. Right. Down the sink. Say, wait, what the heck are you doing? You think that's some kind of liquid detergent or something? What do you call this stuff, plumber? Liquid plumber. Pour the Coke down the toilet, down the sink. What are you doing? I got enough. French fries, just rake them off in the garden. Then what are you doing with French fries? Got enough, I don't want no more.
Cold.
Yeah, they're cold. They're cold. I ain't eat them old cold French fries.
You had too many in the French fries.
Just throw all away money.
That's
right. The only way we are going to come up, we have to stop these insane habits.
That's right.
And we can't stop them if we're going to follow the society.
That's right.
Don't follow the world.
That's right.
Let's leave the world.
Right.
Don't follow them. They do these crazy things that they live insane. Don't you live that way.
Right.
Don't be a fresh friend to go outside with your $60 suit.
That's right.
Or $75 suit. Why do you have to have a $150 suit? How come you have to have a suit?
Right.
Make a thing.
And I know if everything was normal, I'd be glad to wear those nice suits.
Oh, right.
But things are not normal.
That's right, amen.
Somebody has to set an example.
That's right.
To make things normal.
Right.
See? And the way we're going to do it, if this doesn't work, we're going to get into the same clothes that Cuba wears.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That China wears.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is the way you have to do it. If the poor people won't manage their lives, you're going to have to come up with something that will save them. And if we can't manage it buying these natural normal clothes, we're going to have to get some old denim material. Denim, that tough stuff. Yeah. And we're going to have some of these sisters get some homemade machines, some sewing machines, and we'll get some simple patterns, put out some fans and jackets, have those sisters sew them up, and we can buy our clothes yearly for about one-tenth what we're paying on them now. Thousands of dollars a year. We can save thousands of dollars on clothes. Sure, they'll say those people don't dress. They go around in blue jean jackets and pants. But we'll say we got a bank account and you unbelievable spooks ain't got nothing but bills. Now, I'm not asking you to do this. But I'm telling you that it might come to just that point.
Yes.
We might come to the point where we have to just take off these clothes.
Yes. I'd be glad.
And make simple clothes for ourselves. And as sisters, you have to make some simple dresses for yourself.
Yes.
In fact, the sisters, don't you know they don't spend money like we do? These sisters, they buy that material. But that material, they get it on sale for $1 a yard, 50 cents a yard. 50 cents a yard. Sister make a dress costs her $10. Sister, ain't that right? They're already into the program. We got to get into the program with these sisters. That's right. I ain't gonna hold you too late tonight. The time is over. We're going to change the face of this community. When I say this community, I mean the Bellalia everywhere. And the only way we're going to change it, we're going to have to sacrifice and set example. We call it a sacrifice now because we're used to living with too much. But actually, it's no sacrifice. It's a sacrifice because you're just used to too much. I wish you could see how normal people live in this world. If you could go abroad to other countries, you wonder how come other races don't respect us. They hear about our plight. They hear how we were centuries in slavery, how we were so-called free, how we demonstrated, how we suffered, many lost our lives to get freedom, to get equal rights, equal opportunities. They come over here, many of them feeling sorry for us. Their hearts are pouring out to us. They love us. They say those people are great people. They lived through those centuries of that terrible, cruel slavery. And they fought for their human dignity. And now in America, they have equal opportunity. They still have a disadvantage, but they're working, they're striving, and they're going to make it. They be looking up to us. You think I'm joking? Until they come here and get off the plane. And they see Superfly.
Okay.
All dressed up like a peacock. With high heels. And walking, you know, look how he walks. And they say, oh, is that? And they know they ain't gonna see another one now. They just know they ain't gonna see another one. That's an accident. That's some deranged medallion from some rich household. They don't think they're going to run into another crazy rich man's son again. But as soon as they step out that door and go to the next corner, here come another one around the corner. crazy. If it is, people don't value nothing. They don't respect property. They don't respect will. They don't have any respect for the opportunity that they have. They got an opportunity now to rise. And look at them, just throwing all their money on these silly clown clothes. So they begin to hate you then. Say, how come these other races don't like us? Because you are a freak. You make them hate that they ever said, help the Blalion, help the Negro. They hate that they ever gave any kind of support to free of the Negro. They wouldn't they be saying that by? They should have kept them in chains. I'm telling you, they should have kept them in chains. Stupid people get an opportunity to advance and throw it away on high heel shoes. Cars that they can't do nothing but ride around the street and just show off with. What that car going to do for you? How many hundreds of dollars is that car bringing in your house a month? You spent thousands on it. $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, $14,000. Hey man, how much that car cost? $14,000. I got another one that I'm looking at. It costs about $16 with everything I want on it. Say, man, you rich, ain't you, man? What? Nigga, I'm rich. Don't know how he's gonna make it to another winner. He don't know. He can't tell his wife, baby. Next year, everything gonna be all right. He just tells, baby, look at here. Tell your boss to give you, no, you got a job. Tell your boss to give you a raise. Hell, you doing good? Don't you say he like you, he's doing all right. Ask him for a raise. See, we need some more money here to pay these bills. I'm going to have to get out of the street and start doing what I used to do. You know they want me to do that. Pitiful, pitiful, pitiful. They would call us insane, but it would be the sanest act in the world if we would go out there and catch Superfly riding, all dressed up, looking like a shiny, decked-down peacock in sequins. Just walked up to him and said, hey, brother, you looking real good. Really like that ride you got. Man, where you working?
I'm a hustler, man. I'm a hustler.
Okay, brother, give me your shoes. Take your shoes off. Just have the hat. The coat. Keys to your car, brother. Same as his BBDs, or his fruit of the loom. That's right. Away like that, you know. That'd be trouble, wouldn't it? It would, or you'd be stealing. Well, I'll tell you, I wouldn't dare tell you to do that. And if I had been reported for doing that, you'd have to get put out. You'd get tired, you see. But let me tell you, that is more sensible than what we're doing now. It'll be a crime, but it's more sensible than what we're doing now. We're going to work hard, and in time, we're going to make this the Lallian section of town very hot for pimps.
get out of a long car. Like he own a bank. He's supposed to have a third share in a $1 million corporation or something. To be getting out of a car like that. Get out of a big old long car. He slammed his door and you can't hear. He slammed it. It said, boom. Now, you know, that car costs a whole lot of money. And this dude get out of it, he's making $203 before taxes. His wife making $210. Yeah. And there he is riding around in the president's car. And got on the president's clothes. And he go home and eat the Duke of Wellington meal. Say, what's that, man? That's pheasant, man. You never seen pheasant before? Out of season, too. This needs to a bunch of insane people to go in there with axes. Take an axe and hit his front door. Boom! Just chop through his door. Get in there while they're eating and hit the table with the axe. Just chop right. Just break the table up with the food on it. Boom! And just tear up everything and just walk out. Take a 5-gallon drum of kerosene, paint remover, and pour on the cat light. Open it up and throw some of that plumber. All over the seat, blow and everything. I'll just throw a small bomb inside the car and blow it up. Well, the same way they're putting this out, to condition you to accept it, I'm putting my talk out to condition you to accept it. We won't go to these extremes, but the mile will be accepted behind the extreme. We got some mild things we want you to accept, but I want you to see that these extremes are justified. Now what we ask you to do ain't nothing but some mild, just say a mild thing. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, I don't want to leave you without making a few comments on our lesson. So I'll make a few comments on the lesson after leaving here, and we'll close out. Don't forget the individual to keep his life, to grow, to stay strong. If you want to remain a power in the society as an individual, you have to cultivate intelligence. You don't have to be going to school to learn. There's knowledge all around you. Don't ignore it. Get some in your head. Learn from wise people. Learn from good books. If you watch the TV, select programs that teach you something that you can use in your life. Don't watch foolishness. Singing, dancing, that ain't gonna teach you nothing. Soul train. If you ain't gonna watch that woman that carry you through those daily exercises, watch soul train. But do it well. For 15 minutes or so. Just do it with them. Stay up there popping and doing that, you do the same thing. You'll get your exercise. Now you got your exercise, but they turn the box off. And go do something sensible. Because that's all that is, ain't no exercise. It doesn't make any sense in any other place. It's only exercise. Intelligence then aids the growth of intelligence. The human being, when the mind is going between do or don't, good, bad, right, wrong, the mind going from point to point like this to make a decision, that develops the muscles of intelligence. We need moral life in us in order to increase the human intelligence. It's the moral makeup of the human being that increases his intelligence. And that's the thing that the human being have over all other creatures. We are creatures that are concerned about moral questions. We don't just do it because it's rational or because it's practical. We do things because it's right to do it, decent to do it. You see? So train your mind to think morally, more and more, to think morally. And in thinking morally, your intelligence grows better. Intelligence and morality. We can think intelligently without having a moral problem involved. But the Muslim has to spend much of his time on moral thought. So the Quran tells us to think, to give thought to moral questions. You shouldn't be able to walk out the street and go to your destination without having moral questions on your mind. You go out there and you meet somebody in the way. They might say, hello. You might not feel like saying hello that day. Okay, but the moral question should come to your mind. Is it morally right for me not to pay this kind dream back to this person? So quickly, the moral question comes into mind. And you should say hello or good evening. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. So you go down the street. Somebody's in your way. You feel like honking a horn saying, get the hell out of the way. But the morals of the Muslim should come to your mind. And you should wait patiently or just kindly bring to their attention. And with a smile, bring to their attention. This takes effort. But this kind of effort puts a strain on the mind. And that strain on the mind develops the muscles of intelligence. Children who grew up under moral guidance, their minds, their brains are more fit for going into the school and getting some benefit from what's taught there than those brains that were never trained to respect moral guidance. Those children that don't respect any moral guidance, most of them are just wasted. They go to school, they can't produce anything. They're just dumb and out of it, right? Don't think intelligence is just intelligence. Intelligence is also moral development, you see? So really they are one. The intelligent mind must accept moral development. That moral development will increase the growth of the intelligence. They help each other, just like one foot helps the other, is that right? To stand, they both support me. To walk, one holds me while the other one steps out. So the intelligence and the morals work together. They support each other and they advance each other. One foot advances the other. You step out with the right foot, then that stepping out enables you to step out with the left. You see? Well, it's the same way that intelligence and moral strength work. They work together. You go through society, you still have these legs, right? But you have them in a different sense, not quite the same sense. The society needs culture. A people who don't have a developed culture are a weak people. And we don't have a developed culture. We talk about black heritage. What is our culture? The Irish have a culture. Irish culture. The Italians, Italian culture. The Mexicans, Mexican culture. Where is Liberalian culture. Here it is under Ellis Long. But we need to make an effort to elevate, to expand it, to develop it, and to continue its growth by conscious effort. See, we're not making conscious effort now. We don't have people educated in the fields of culture, studying our culture needs, our cultural needs, do we? Don't you know you need people to do that? We need people who are educated in the cultural field to study our cultural needs and then fulfill those needs by giving us what we need for cultural development. Language, if our speech is not up to par, if our speech is degrading us, is hurting our image, shouldn't we have Belalian people working on these speech problems, telling us what is hurting us in our speech? And shouldn't we present as a program for all of us to accept, a program to discipline our tongues so that we dignify our speech to save the dignified image of the people? Certainly we should have this. Well, this is just a few hints. We need conscious effort in all fields to advance the work of our community, of our people. Now, how come we can't get it? We're not chained. We're not in shackles. We're not on a plantation. We're free. The knowledge is available. We can go to the Congress, Library of Congress, if we want to. Whatever knowledge is on this earth, we can find it. We can go to Moscow if it's necessary. Right? We can go all over this earth. So we are free. How come we have to just tolerate bad conditions all the time and complain year in and year out about being weaker, about being inferior? We don't have to be like that, brothers and sisters. We can study our own problems and fulfill our own needs. We should be able to develop a culture of people here that would be so attractive to members of the society that we won't have to be worried about them bombing us if we want to move into the better section of their neighborhood. They'll be asking us. So why don't some of you people, we got a lot of room in our neighborhood. Why don't some of you fine people move into our neighborhood? They got a right to fear our presence. Shoot. We fear our own presence. Soon as we get a little decent job, a little decent money, a little decent education, what do? We get out of the way of crazy. We move away from crazy. And if we see one walking in our new neighborhood, we start looking at the paper. Or some cheap, looking for another house, another neighborhood to move into. Why? Because old Zuzu's foot. Just got him a house on my block. Sure, I mean Zuzu foot. He walk like his feet doing his feet stuff. Making Z's as he walks. His Zuzu foot. See it over. Street walking dude walking down the street, you ready to move? Oh, hell, here it is. Baby, we got to move again. And then we talk about the Caucasians for not wanting us in their neighborhood. We don't want ourselves in our neighborhood. Those who are having problems, they ain't trying to get in a neighborhood that's inferiority. They ain't going to a red light district, a prostitute area, whiskey traffic strip. They're a tavern strip. They're not going to a place like that, a place where hoodlums are just running free in the community. No, they're moving to a quiet neighborhood where people are settled, quiet and peaceful. They go to church. The church bell rings and they can hear. In our neighborhood, you can't hear. That doggone record player is too loud, you know. And we talk too loud. That's right. We just muffle out everything. Can't even hear church bells no more. Noise pollution. Yeah. Okay. Now, so we want to go into that better neighborhood, right? Now, okay. Once we get in that better neighborhood, pretty soon it's going to become all banality. Caucasian ain't going to stay with you. In time, it's going to become all banality. Most likely. Okay? Now, here come the Lallian person in our neighborhood now. And we see him, and he don't look quite like we look. He's not on our level. Oh, hell, we got to move. I got to get me another, going to put this house up for sale. You go and condemn the Caucasian for being frightened by you. And you were frightened by your own kind. How can you condemn them? Say, well, those that we don't want are not of our class. How do they know you are not of that class? They don't know what class you are. And a lot of you prove to be of that class. You get in there, show you had enough money to buy the place. And maybe you're a college graduate. Maybe you got your PhD degree. But out of some of these high-class battalions, we find the same old wine-drinking, whore-hopping hooligan. He gets in there and he has his party, loud noise all in the new neighborhood, right? He come in drunk, wife come in drunk, come in one night and the police chasing him. I stole some dope, I got a big trunk full of stolen goods to pay for that house he bought in that high-class Caucasian neighborhood, right? Okay, so look here, don't start talking about Caucasian, that they want that, oh yes, we got to get these hunky out there, they don't like us, they will never like us. Let's make ourselves likable. That's the key. Let's reform ourselves. They messed us up. Slavery in this Western world and all their commercialism and their tricks messed us up, made us ugly.
Right.
Let us accept El Islam. Let us make ourselves beautiful and likable.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, people will be telling us, look, we got room in this neighborhood. We got several homes in this neighborhood for sale. Some of your people in your community, would you like to look at these homes? They'll be asking us to come in.
Right.
The individual can't stay by himself. When he's born, he's produced for society.
Yes.
It's just a matter of time. He's going to have to be put into society.
Yes,
he will be a working man, a schoolboy, a working man, or he will be a servant of some kind in the society, a church goer or something, right?
Right.
Okay, so he ain't going to stay an individual. He can't stay by himself. He's got to move into the society. When he moves into society, his intelligence and his moral strength should take on the face of society. Culture. He must have culture in order to be a stable person in the society. He should have culture. He should have culture and he should have business. If not a business of his own, he should be able to support somebody's business.